This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Feel good.
I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's Monday. It's the Vibe Check. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
Those goodbyes.
I don't know, boys. What's happening?
What are you going to do? 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Starting the morning off with us. Appreciate that. A lot of our friends are here this morning. Breeze, where they are.
Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today. We had a really good, relaxing weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Love you both. Have a great day.
We love you guys too, huh? You probably spent all weekend spending that cash. All that cash because you get paid weekly.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Wednesday.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Checkup appointment this morning, then off to coffee with my sister.
That's amazing.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Amy. So thank you so much.
Yes.
So much.
Good morning, guys. It's Bethany, your Android user.
Oh, what's up, Beth?
Vibes are sky high today. Boycotted the Super Bowl. Love that the Chiefs were spanked.
Oh, they were spanked.
Newly single and happy, as I'm happy as can be. Turning 30 on the 20th.
My Lord.
30, thriving vibes era. Woohoo. Wow. Have a great day.
You want to talk about gratitude? That was a laundry list.
Yeah.
There was a lot happening.
She's loving it. Good morning, guys. It's Morgan. My good vibes because I won $600 off Super Bowl squares.
Yeah. Girl is taking some risk.
Yeah, I can't say that I...
We won nothing. Breezy and I won nothing off our squares. You know why? Because every year we give the company $20 and every year it's rigged.
Every year our boss wins. I'm like, right.
Our GM wins all. It's ridiculous.
The most paid person here is taking home the pot. I'm like, right, of course. Makes perfect sense.
Well, let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY.
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
What up, Cher?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just crushing it. What's up with you?
I want to share my goodbyes with you.
Oh, share away.
Okay, go for it.
Just out of work on my way home.
What do you do that you're getting out of work this early in the morning, Cheryl?
I work at a chemical plant. I'm a chemical operator.
Oh, my God.
You're a scientist?
Like a chemical plant like Kodak?
Like where all the- No, like... At Arkema in Geneseo.
I don't know any of that.
I don't.
What kind of chemicals do you mess with?
Like benzyl peroxide and MEK.
And wow. What do you do with that though? Where does
Well, with the benzyl peroxide, that's what goes into like your acne cream and stuff.
Oh, so you guys are producing all that and then shipping it out?
Yep.
Oh my Lord. Good for you.
So are you feeling today? Like, are we good or?
Oh, yeah, I'm great.
Right. Okay, perfect.
All right. So Breezy and I were thinking about getting a Shamrock Shake after the show, but it turns out they're bringing them in here to us at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that sounds good. I'd take one.
You love them?
Oh, yeah, I love them. I got one last week.
Oh, you got a Shamrock Shake last week?
Yep, they came out last week down here in Geneseo.
Oh, do you live in Geneseo?
Yes.
How's the bear? Is it the bear?
It's safe for now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Good, good, good.
All right. So do you recommend getting a Shamrock Shake then? What do you score it out of 10?
Definitely 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10. You're really selling this.
Gorgeous.
Okay, that's great. All right. We'll give it a shot, Cheryl.
Yep, and try the Big Mac too. My daughter loves them.
Should we dip the Big Mac into the Shamrock Shake?
I don't think so. I don't.
No.
Okay,
no.
Great.
Cheryl's like, I work with chemicals, and I'm going to say no. So,
all right. Thanks, Cheryl. We love you.
You're welcome. Love you guys too. Hey. Have a great day.
Wait, Cheryl, one last question for you. Do you think that OJ did it?
What the hell? What are you doing right now?
That's a tough one.
How is that tough? What do you mean?
Did you watch the doc?
How is that a tough question?
Yeah, I have, but I do believe that he did.
Okay, cool.
Well, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Okay, all right. Bye, Cheryl.
I don't know why I said that. Lily's here. She said, vibes are really good. Tired after watching that game last night, as well as moving in with my boyfriend in a week. So excited. I love that for you.
You better have a backup plan. Because if it don't work out, you're going to need a place to stay.
She's coming to live with you. You got nothing but room.
Is there an extended stay America somewhere in Rochester?
I don't know.
I think there's one in Henrietta.
I don't know.
People stay there for months on end.
This person says, do you know that those Shamrock Shakes, for a small, they're $4.69.
Wow.
No, I didn't know.
That's pricey.
I don't look at prices for anything these days because I don't feel like crying. You know what I mean?
You've never stayed in an extended stay America?
No, why would I? I only stay at Four Seasons, the Ritz.
Nah, good on you then. Good on you.
Good on me.
Because I'll tell you what, if you walk into a hotel room and the pillows look like they've been sitting between some homeless guy's legs, yeah, you better bring them down to the front desk and say, I need you to change these sheets out. All right, what do we got coming up? Big story of the day. Kids were just given back this weekend.
I wish I won money on Super Bowl squares, but that's fine, I guess. No worries.
Dozens of students participated in the event, which really benefited Camp Good Days and Special Times. You know, it was between this story or another break-in on Hudson Avenue. I was like, we'll go for the feels this morning. You know what I mean? We're all in our good feels.
We just do our news segment. It's just dead air. We're like, we don't know.
The Chiefs got spanked last night. Big story of the day is coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. We all want to be young forever, but that ship's going to sail, is it not, Breeze?
Hopefully. See ya.
A lot of these students at St. John Fisher College spent their entire weekend dancing for a cause at the Teddy Dance for Love, which was a 24-hour dance marathon. And it was aimed to raise a lot of money for children with cancer. But I was like, I didn't know they did this type of stuff. Just dance the weekend away.
Every year.
Dozens of students participated in this event. And it basically benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times. But the event also supports the Teddy Project, which sends campers to Disney World to experience, you know, the joy of being a child. You've been to Disney World?
More times than I can count.
That's the one in Orlando.
For sure.
The last time I was there, I think, was 94. But great childhood memories.
The year I was born.
The Teddy Project is named after Elizabeth Teddy Mervis, which is a young girl with a brain tumor. And then her father went and established the camp to give back. And Teddy passed away in 1982. But obviously, as you know, her legacy continues to support children that face a lot of these similar challenges. And this year's dance honored Ethan Ernest Rivard, who's a former camper. He passed away in July of 2023 at the age of 20. And his parents, Natalie and Tom, emphasized just how important the camp was to Ethan and the entire community. But he made it to camp, they said, recalling how the prospect of attending camp just motivated him through surgery and recovery. And it's cool to see how they give back because, man, this weekend they raised a lot of money. We're talking over $100,000 this year. And the final fundraising count exceeded expectations, reaching $100,255, which surpassed their goal, which is really awesome. I'm glad they do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a part of that next year.
Go for it.
These tap dancing shoes have collected a lot of dust.
Not you recreating Footloose.
Since my
at St. John Fisher. I love that for you. No, it's good. I mean, listen, we love these charitable organizations that give back to to these kids that really deserve most fun ever.
Yeah. And we've talked about this in the past. Anytime something like this or people are struggling within our community, anyone in the 585, they usually step up and they show up. And everyone's here to kind of help one another. That's been proven time and time again. So we love to see it. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, asking for a friend, do you guys think that men are overly dramatic when they're sick?
Yes.
Oh, so quick.
Without hesitation.
So quick to answer. Who do you have in mind that you're thinking of?
My own father.
Is he home or is he in Florida?
He's in Florida.
Okay. He's still listening, though. Maybe he'll call in. I had a really tough weekend, and somebody told me I'm being very dramatic.
You are.
I was like, how?
Women are just sick and just live life. Men are like, stop the press. It's like, all right, we get it.
We gotta dive into this. We're asking the question, are men overly dramatic when they're sick? 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Are men overly dramatic when they are sick?
Yes.
Just asking for a friend. You don't have to be so quick to answer.
Yes, 100 times over, yes.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I was on my deathbed all weekend. I was very sick. I did nothing. But, of course, being stuck in the house all weekend was really tough for me. I had no one to complain to. So I scheduled a visit to urgent care on Saturday, so I stopped in.
He literally has a man cold. He's like, do surgery. They're like, what?
I chatted it up with the nurses. And
it cost him $600.
Oh, my God. I felt terrible. And everything I had ever been to urgent care for, it's only because it's an emergency and I can't get in to see my doctor. And years back, before COVID hit, like maybe a month before, I got so sick. I was in bed for 2 weeks straight. I had all the symptoms of dying. I was crawling to the bathroom.
My God, the drama.
When I get to urgent care, they said, well, you look okay, so definitely drink your fluids and take some Mucinex. That's it. I look okay. So this past weekend, you know, last week and this past weekend, I felt like I was swallowing glass.
Shards of glass.
Yeah. I said, I must have strep, you know? So I go to urgent care and they do the thing. And, you know, and before I even get the results back, they said, well, you look okay, but we're going to recommend you drink water. I said, please tell me I don't have to pay for this visit. I don't care if I look okay. My throat is on fire right now. So they test me for strep. And then another nurse comes in the room and goes, you should really get tested for influenza and COVID. I said, okay, no problem.
Which you just could have gotten at CVS, but okay, continue.
She goes, yeah, well, I think that will be best. So we'll do that and then we'll get you out of here. And she says this after they swab my throat for strep. Mm-hmm. Then another nurse walks in and says, yeah, so we'll let you know your results in 24 hours. You can check your my chart, but you're good to go. I said, okay, you don't need to test me for COVID.
Can I have like medicine or
anything? I said, you get to test me for COVID? Because the other nurse said yes. They said, oh, we're going to do that. She says, but we tested you for strep, but we'll also use that test for COVID too. We'll test for that.
How?
I said, with the same swab? She goes, yeah, yeah. Enjoy your day. Okay. So I get in my car.
I just wanted you to leave.
Halfway down the street, another nurse calls me and goes, where did you go? I said, what do you mean? She told me to leave. She goes, well, we need to test you for COVID. I said, I wish you guys get on the same page. So I turn my car around.
For a double visit?
I know. I go all the way back to urgent care.
Now it's $1,200.
And so I'm like, you guys pranking me? What is this?
Right, what's happening?
So I go back in there. The nurse said I was good to leave. And the woman goes, what nurse? I said, I don't know. The blonde girl who came into the room. She goes, well, we really needed you to come back. So I'm back at urgent care and the same nurse comes in and goes, hey, are you here to get tested for COVID? I said, yes, I feel really sick and I think I might have strep, which they just tested me for. I said, I've been sick all week. And she goes, oh, you poor thing. You'll be okay. Just drink lots of fluids. It's like, oh my God. Okay. All right. I started thinking, you know what? I wondered if someone ever walked in here with half their torso missing.
Right.
And their response was, you know what?
You'll be okay. Fine.
You got to drink those fluids.
You got to drink those fluids.
I feel like they were making me feel like I was being overly dramatic.
Yeah, you definitely
and
were.
And I wasn't.
No, you definitely were.
How?
Because you know what?
Because I'm a man.
Yes. It's a tale as old as time. I mean, like, I've seen it time and time and time again. I just feel like women, when they're sick, it's like, I actually would argue that women could do anything with any issue going on in their life. Missing arm, I'm still going to take my kids to soccer practice. Missing leg, still going to figure out how to get the job done. Men have a sneeze or a cough and they're like, I'm bedridden. It's like, okay, let's just relax here. Growing up, my dad, to his credit, did not get sick often.
Right.
But when he did, oh my God, you would have thought this man was trying to win an Oscar for any type of performance based around illness. He would throw up loud as can be so it echoes throughout the house.
Would you go to the bathroom, leave the door open?
Leave the door wide open. My mom's like, Todd, shut the door. Like, what are we doing here? He's like, I don't feel well. I'm shaking.
Oh, the poor guy. Like,
okay, like,
oh, I feel for him.
Take medicine, go to the doctor. He's like, no, I'm not doing it.
See, men always have to fend for themselves, you know? We're providers. We always have to make sure. Well, you know,
why are you lumping yourself into that? You're a single man who takes care of a plant. I'm so confused right now. We're providers? I'm confused. Oh, I'm confused.
Let's go over to Jackie. Breezy, I don't know if this is a dad thing, but my father will make it a point to moan and groan extra loud when he's not feeling well. Matt says, first off, women have stronger immune systems than men, but men also take fewer sick days than women. Basically, the only time men complain about being sick is when they are sick enough that it's worth complaining about. The man flu idea that men are babies when they get sick really needs to die. I couldn't agree with you more, buddy.
It's hilarious.
I couldn't agree with
it's
you more.
It's so good.
So now I'm sitting here all weekend drinking water. I'm like, wow, I really hope this works. Really hope this gets rid of the glass in my throat.
So update.
All the tests came back negative. I don't know. I couldn't believe it. Everything.
You like ate a bad sushi roll? I don't know.
I could believe it. I don't know what it was. I felt sick as a dog.
That's insane.
COVID negative, strep negative, all the other diseases negative.
So that honestly means like I'm kind of screwed too because you got me sick.
There's no proof. You can't prove that.
I got it. I got the proof. We're locked in a room together.
Did you get tested?
6 hours a day. No, I'm good. I'm going to see my parents this weekend. In Florida.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you can't come if you're sick. I'm like, well, the flight's already booked, so I have too much to lose.
Yeah, the flight is already booked. I mean, I was just like, I texted my mom. I was like, I don't feel good. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, I think I might have strep. And this is after I knew the test was negative.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you need? I was like, I don't know.
She's like, you're like, I need you to come over, clean my whole apartment, get me medicine, cook me chicken noodle soup from scratch. She's like, I'll be right there, honey.
Yeah, that's what moms are for. I was like, I miss living at home. I really do.
This is hilarious. I had literally just given birth to our son, and I was up in the middle of the night feeding him, and my husband woke up and acted like he was about to die. Literally had me convinced that he needed to go to the ER. Turns out he was having heartburn.
You know, I've heard this time and time again. If you really want to know, as a guy, what it's like to give birth,
pass a kidney stone,
have the flu, like, because I hear it's very similar. A guy having a flu is as close as we're going to get into knowing what it feels like to give birth.
It just goes to show that men are not as strong as women, and it shows. It's so tough mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You're not as strong physically, maybe, for sure. Mentally, physically, emotionally, it's just not the vibe. So, I mean, you know what I'm taking away from this conversation is that you paid about, give or take, $600 or $700 for someone to feel bad for you because you got nothing out of that visit. Absolutely nothing.
I got tested.
And you turned around and went back twice, which is crazy.
Yeah, but they didn't charge me for double the appointment.
That you know of yet.
Not
you haven't gotten the bill yet.
No, I haven't gotten the bill yet. I haven't. Anyways, thank you guys for your condolences, everyone that's texting in. I'm feeling okay. I'll be okay.
Okay, but time out. My dad, he can sit there and be like, oh my God, I'm so sick and everyone needs to know. But one time when I was a child, I literally was passing out on the toilet, eyes rolling in the back of my head. And he yells down to my mom. He goes, she's fine. Literally unconscious. So that's fine, I guess.
You know, in my defense, we've been doing this show for over 2 years together. I haven't taken one sick day. You've taken 11 and I've counted. All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
98PXY traffic. BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you are heading back to Costco, Walmart, or Target today to return your flat screen TVs?
Oh, yikes.
After that big game yesterday, absolute blowout. Yeah, Chiefs got spanked. And I got to tell you, it was extremely healing for a lot of our souls to watch that. Maybe some of you are going to be returning your entire living room set. I don't know. Do any of you feel a little trashy doing that or not really? Because some people tend to have a big problem with it, while others are just trying to accommodate their guests for the big game.
Right.
Moose Breezy, PXY Mornings. Take a listen to this message we got after the show on Friday from an anonymous listener. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm sure this will be a topic on your show for Monday, but anyone who goes out of their way to borrow appliances, especially TVs for the Super Bowl, are trash. And I worked at Costco a few years back, and I won't name names, but a pretty well-known company here in Rochester had their entire company barbecue on Costco's dime. And this included the meats, buns, condiments, tablecloths, plates, silverware, various meats, and included the grill, and any unused food or drink items were returned. Any paper products were returned, and the grill that was used to cook said barbecue was also returned.
Ew.
They only paid for what they ate and used. These are the types of people that need their membership banned because they abuse the return policy. This is not Rent-A-Center. If you can't afford a new TV or grill or paper plates for food, then don't buy it. There, she said it.
Damn. Yeah, listen, I think that is gross, but I do love a return.
You're a big return girly.
I will return anything.
Anything.
I keep, so this was before I knew that receipts had an expiration date, but I used to keep a small accordion folder, all Walmart receipts in a slot,
yeah.
Big Lots receipts in a slot,
sure.
Target, like the so on and so forth.
Right.
And I would bring it back and they'd be like, so you bought this 7 years ago, so right. We're not going to honor this. I was like, oh, never mind.
Listen, a return policy is a return policy, and I get that. And let's be honest, Costco will honor pretty much any item if you bring it back. We've talked about this. I saw a guy in July return a dead Christmas tree to Costco, and they took it back when he bought it in December. This was not here. This was out of state. But who cares? It's still the thought. To think that people have no shame to bring something like that back. You used it.
No shame.
It's fully used.
No shame. No shame whatsoever.
But the amount of TVs that are getting returned this week are stupid. Does anyone know, if you work in retail, what do they do with those televisions?
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm sure they take them out of the package, they seal them back up, and then what? They take 10, 20% off the sticker price? Because you know they're going back on the floor.
I don't know. Like, I honestly don't. Can you repackage something to make it look brand new after it's been returned?
I mean, you could still sell a as long as it's not broken, I'm assuming. Look at this guy, Marcus. Who cares? I borrowed a 65-inch from Costco for the game yesterday, and yes, I will be bringing it back this week. Why should I or anyone else feel bad about it? If this is such a huge issue, then the stores, especially Costco, would change their return policy, but they don't, so no skin off my back.
Him saying borrowed is crazy.
Borrowed. Those are right?
Borrowed is a crazy verbiage.
How many of you went out of your way to purchase a TV for the Super Bowl and then you're returning it? Is this trashy or classy? 585-252-9800. And I know people, some people, yes, I won't name names. We're talking living room sets, an ottoman, an extra chair. What do you call it? Air fryer.
Ew.
Just for the game itself.
I don't think you should be able to return food items. I really don't. Once that's open and been used,
What do you mean?
Like air fryers.
Well, that's
grills,
an appliance. Yeah. Grills, they'll take them back. Sure.
That's disgusting. Because your gunk is all over it.
Who's this person? I think it's absolutely classless to do this. And most of the people who are doing this are the ones who can't afford to purchase them. So they try to look wealthy in front of their friends when they're hosting a big game, but show up to their house any other time of the year and all of those things will be gone.
Right.
Yeah, Christine is pissed. Hey, good morning, guys. Moose Breezy. I was really trying to find a good excuse to take one home with me last week, but really didn't need a half-off TV. It's still sad people abuse the system if these are really all returned after a single weekend of use. Yeah, there's a lot of TVs that are returned.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to buy a used TV.
I honestly...
Unless it's on Facebook Marketplace.
You buy... Most of the stuff you buy is used.
No, I'm saying... Which is fine. I'm saying I'll buy it on Facebook Marketplace because I know what I'm getting. But if I'm going to the store to get something new and I get it used, I would be pissed.
Well, I think I don't know if this is true or not, but if you're buying a used item on the shelf, don't they have a symbol that kind of identifies which one was used?
Not always.
I don't know. I mean,
sometimes you can tell just from the packaging and it's a little wonky and clothes and things like that. There's a different tag. And I will not buy those items. I won't do it. I refuse. So, yeah, but this is a tale as old as time. People have been doing this for a minute now. So, they clearly have no shame in their game.
We got a text coming in right now from Ben who says, my brother bought a 65-inch screen TV for the game a couple years ago. He mounted it wrong. It fell off the wall and he smashed the screen. Oh, wow.
I proceeded to return it.
Yeah, how do you return that? I was like this when I got it.
Sorry. There's a crack in it? Okay, question mark. Yeah, this person says, I'll buy it, no problem, but they better give me an open box discount. This person says, when I used to work at Circus City.
Oh, great store back in the day.
Yeah, right. They would love when people return items because that means that they could sell them as open box and they would make way more money on commission for that open box item. That's from Carmen.
Who would make commission? The salespeople or the store
selling,
in general?
Probably the people selling it.
Well, see, my brother used to work at Best Buy and one of the things he got fed up with was that they were constantly pushing him to sell this, sell that, but they didn't get commission. He's like, well, what's the incentive here? Yeah. Well, where's the motivation, you guys?
I need to see those dollar signs or else, you know, or else I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it one bit. Also, people buying TVs last night for the game is crazy. Like, it wasn't even that good of a game.
Oh, and it was a blowout. But it was great to see. Did you enjoy the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar?
I did.
You liked it?
I loved it. What I didn't love about the game was... Not them switching up the font of the scores.
It was the biggest downgrade in NFL history.
I was like, why are we doing clip art at the bottom of the screen?
It was the biggest downgrade.
It's like, also, why are we trying something new on the biggest day of the season? It's so stupid. So stupid. But these things happen. So yeah, guys, if you bought a TV or a grill... or a new oven, and you're going to go return it today, you are the problem.
And some of you don't even have the self-respect to clean the damn thing.
No.
You just hand in the Traeger grill with a dead pig still inside of it. I mean, come on, you know, just...
I think it was like it when I bought it.
Here's an idea.
It's Breezy's Big Bets on PXY Mornings.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Let's get into all the stats.
Super Bowl, what was it, 52?
59,
right. Super Bowl 59 was last night. Absolutely iconic. Everyone was like, I'm not watching, we're boycotting. And then everyone's like, great game. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, so you did watch it? Me included. I said I wasn't going to watch it, and I did. But I can say that I... really only watched half. I fell asleep at the second half because it was that boring. Let's get into it, shall we? You know me, huge sports girl. The Eagles deny the Chiefs the Super Bowl threepeat and absolutely dominated them 40-22. three-peat who? It was really refreshing and nice to see those Chiefs just walk off the field as the green and white confetti was falling onto their faces. Picture it. But listen, who were the superstars of the game, you ask? Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts threw two touchdowns and ran a score in for the tush push. Oh, absolutely love that.
He ran a score in from the tush push.
He really did, just running that tush push in. Yeah. And listen, the Chiefs didn't even make it on the board until the third quarter.
Yeah, that was great to watch.
That was a tough scene.
I got to ask you, how do you think a lot of the Swifties were feeling?
You know, it's so funny that you ask because I saw some of them and they're like, I don't even care about football. It's like, right. The problem with the Swifties I have with the whole Chiefs-Swifty crossover is like, they're so diehard when they're doing well.
Yeah.
But when they're not doing well, they're like, well, I don't even really care.
What did President Trump tweet?
Oh.
What was his petty tweet? You can't help but laugh at
no,
this
No, you
stuff.
Really can't help but laugh.
I got to find this.
I have it. They literally... So, let's get into Trump, shall we? President Donald Trump was the first president in office to attend the Super Bowl. And the Eagles just absolutely, you know... weren't as thrilled about it as the Chiefs were. The Chiefs showed their support and excitement about that, which, I mean, who knows what was actually going on. But the biggest thing that I was concerned about was Travis Kelce was, like, super pumped about it and showed support for it, but Donald Trump literally hates his girlfriend. So there's that. Sent out a tweet yesterday after the game that read, why can't I find it here? It said something along the lines, the only person who was more embarrassed by the Chiefs leaving the Super Bowl was Taylor Swift, as she was booed out of the Super Bowl. MAGA is unforgiving.
God.
That's the president of our United States. Right, right.
They showed her on the Jumbotron and people started booing.
Yeah.
But, you know. Not the whole stadium, but enough where you can hear it. And that's what he took from the game, right? That's what he had to highlight.
I think one of
it was almost as petty as Kendrick Lamar's halftime
Let's
performance.
Let's get into Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, shall we? I absolutely loved it. There's always going to be people that are going to say things about the halftime show. I mean, every single year there's some person that's, worst halftime show of all history. You know what? It was so much more than just a musical or lyrical performance. It was a statement. It was a revolution. And yes,
wow,
you could argue that Kendrick Lamar is one of the most petty people on this planet, which is true. And I think he will take credit for that. But I thought it was a really good performance. Although I'm not a massive fan of Kendrick Lamar, and I think his songs are pretty annoying, if I'm being completely frank.
Yeah,
I think he did a good job with it.
There's
especially
nobody,
given the fact that our president was there.
I don't know anyone that was actually very happy with the performance, but nobody ever is when it comes down to the Super Bowl halftime show.
Rihanna was like literally 9 months pregnant, and they're like, sell out. I'm like, wait, she's literally
nobody is ever going to be pleased with the halftime show. I don't know what people are looking for. I'm not saying last night blew me out of the water. Of course not. However, I knew people were going to be pissed. Everyone's got something to say about everything.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Fly, Eagles, fly. You know what I mean? E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. And I hope that the Chiefs don't come back.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another segment of Breezy's Big Bets.
Yeah.
And that was the last NFL game of the year. This is something so many of us this time of year have to deal with. And fixing the problem is harder than one thinks. I was going through it this weekend like a lot of you, and mm-hmm. I think the hardest part about it is not knowing how to fix it.
Right.
Why I started questioning everything when I stood there butt naked and afraid. We'll talk about coming up next. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Have any of you ever gotten out of the shower, stood in front of the mirror naked, and just said, ugh, that was me yesterday?
Never.
I was in a huge funk, and I just couldn't seem to get out of it. And I hated everything about myself. Everything.
Oh, no.
I am sick of this weather. All right? I was trapped in my apartment all weekend because I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And you know me, that's tough to do. My huge outing on Saturday was going to urgent care and then the car wash.
Right.
And Scott Spisano this morning was like, Moose, how was your weekend? I said, it was incredible, Scott. I got a car wash. How was your weekend? Aside from that, you ever just look in the mirror and you hate everything about yourself in that moment? What do you do? Because it's hard, because we all want this instant gratification, you know what I mean, to feel better. But I sat there and I was like, damn, I wish just for one day I can have abs so I can show them off at the pier. Go for a run with no shirt on.
What pier are we going to?
I was in my feels yesterday, and I just wanted to know if anyone else feels this way, or maybe it's just me. I had a moment of pulling out the violin and feeling sorry for myself.
Bro.
I just wanted to ask you guys, when you feel that way, because there's no way I'm alone on this, what are some of the things you do to get out of it? Because I felt stuck. I would have gone for a walk or attempted to go to the gym. I couldn't do it. I mean, my energy was in the toilet.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And sometimes, you know, I pull out my journal and I'll write down some of the things I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that either. I just hated the day.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I mean, I've been in that space for quite some time now. I feel like actually like the whole month of January, like miserable.
Yeah,
miserable.
I know. The weather has a lot to do with it.
It does. And I'm excited to go to Florida this weekend and recharge and do all the things I need to do. But I understand. And I guess maybe it's showing because I just got a text earlier today that someone called me Patrick Mahomes. I was sad and gloomy and they hated me. So that's not good.
Oh, wow, that's
that was a really big stretch.
On a Monday.
I know. But listen, I feel as if like it's a dangerous spot to be in because you don't know when you're getting out of it.
And usually if I feel that way sometimes, what do you think I do?
Lay down.
Come on, keep going.
Smoke weed?
No, keep going.
Eat food?
No. Clean.
Right. That couldn't be me. I would never do that.
It was just one of those days. It was one of those weekends, in fact.
And I was Do you think it was just because you were home alone and you were like wanted to be out doing things or like we did talk about this last week about how when we like sit, we don't feel like we feel like we always should be doing something more.
Well, we talked about that.
Have something to do with.
Yeah, we talked about that on Friday, just how you and I, especially with this gig, we're kind of always on a high, you know, especially after the show, and the come down is the hardest part.
Right.
But this weekend, I guess, I didn't feel too bad about being home because the weather sucked. And I clearly that has a lot to do with how we're feeling. But 585-252-9800, when you guys are in a deep funk like the way I was this weekend and just was feeling bad about myself, what do you do to get out of it? Especially if you're like not feeling well and you don't feel like you can work out or get any physical activity in.
Right.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Chrissy says, Moose, sometimes those days help you appreciate the really good ones. It's all about balance. Yeah, I will agree with that.
It's all about
balance. You got to take the good with the bad. What's up, guys? It's Jeff. What's up, Jeff? After many years of battling depression and having it on a pretty tight hold without medication, I can say it's very clear to me when I'm in my low point and nothing seems to fix it, that you just have to remember to choose what feelings you're going to let control your days and don't let the days control your feelings.
Yeah. Nora said,
profound.
Get some vitamin D pills and find a sunny place in the house and take a nap. It's a rough time of year, and sometimes you need a dose of happy vitamin, which is true. Mimi's here. She said, I feel you, Moose. I gave up alcohol, and I've been eating protein, and I've been working out and lifting every day. So far, I've gained 5 pounds.
In muscle? Hell yeah. Good for you.
There was a frowny attached to that.
Oh, there was a host.
Yeah, so she's not happy. So.
This winter has been brutal, and I was going to say usually vitamin D is a huge help, but we don't have any sun, so I suggest just hitting a tanning bed or infrared sauna. Well, I can't do the tanning beds anymore.
Yeah,
those high school days are over.
Honestly, I would suggest getting a spray tan. I know everyone's like, why are you doing that? It just makes me feel better. I don't know. just makes me feel better.
See, I wrote down, I went on Amazon, I bought this like bulletin board for my room.
Yeah.
So I started writing down a pretty strict schedule that I have to keep Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Every day of the week has a time. Between 5 and 11, I'm at work. Between 11 and 12, we'll do gym. 12 to 1, you get the point.
Right.
So I'm like, if I stick to that and I have a game plan, especially when it comes to being active and working out, I think that's my best course of action, because then I just fall off the map. And it's like, I don't want to end up where I was last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
When summer hits, I'm not feeling great about how I feel and what I look like.
Right.
I was like, you know what? I'd rather just get prepared now in February. So by the time summer comes and you're inviting me on your boat every Friday,
yeah.
I'm good to go. I don't want to wait anymore. I'm sick and tired of it.
Don't want to wait. Yeah. Because you know what? Once you get to that space, then you're like, oh, I should have been doing more. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I should have been doing more.
Good morning. I've been in a funk for the last 6 months, and I find that painting helps.
Painting?
Winters are brutal in Rochester, and we know what to expect each year because so many people struggle with seasonal depression. But if you have a game plan on how you're going to combat the days you are feeling like the Saturday, Moose, then you're already one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's why I wrote everything down. I was like, oh, God, I gotta.
Did you do your goals at the top of the year?
Every year.
Yeah. We did too, on like a whiteboard, bulletin board type thing.
Right.
And it just sits there and we can see it every day.
By the looks of these messages, a lot of you are feeling the way I was feeling yesterday.
It has a lot to do with the weather, man. And it's just like,
I did feel trapped.
Yeah.
I felt very trapped. And, you know.
And this winter's been brutal. We already talked about it. Like, there's been so much snow. So much snow. And it's not great. It's just, I'm not used to this amount of snow. It really hasn't been this brutal in years.
It was so mild last year, and I said it. I said, we're going to pay for this next year. And here we are. I hope this only means that we're going to have an incredible summer.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
going to rain every day.
I know. Go there, wash out.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Anyone not watch the Super Bowl yesterday? Chrissy texted in and said, I had a Galentine's Day party last night and we watched The Notebook on repeat. It's a classic. Breezy and I are going to test your knowledge when it comes to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Fact or Fiction.
Woo-hoo!
On PXY Mornings, we're looking for caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800. To win some PXY.
Swaggy.
All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, au contrary. You're caller 8. All right, Mary, we're going to ask you a series of different questions. You need to get 5 out of 9 correct, okay? And then Breezy and I, we're going to dress you up, make you look cool. Let's go to question number 1.
Okay.
Mary, the first Super Bowl didn't even sell out. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is correct. Mary's got 1 on the board.
Let's
nice job.
Go, Mary.
Okay.
All right. Next question, Mary. The Super Bowl trophy is made by Tiffany & Co.
Fact.
Ding, 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 ding. Wow, you're on fire.
She really is.
Let's do it.
All right, Mary, let's keep this train on the tracks. Question number 3. Somebody taped over the only copy of the first Super Bowl. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
No, that actually happened.
Really
so supposedly, the network reused the tape to record a soap opera. Men sound like anybody you know at home.
So classic. I love it. All right, Mary, more toilets were flushed in the U.S. during the Super Bowl halftime show than any other time in history. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction?
Ding.
That is correct.
3 out of 4. You're crushing.
3 on the board. All right, let's go to question number 5. Okay, Mary. It cost about $20,000 per game for TV networks to display the yellow line that shows where the first down is. It costs $20,000 a game for TV networks to display the yellow line that shows where the first down is. Is that fact or fiction?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to guess fact.
you would be 100% correct.
Wow, you're doing really well.
All right, you just need one more to win this, Mary. Let's go to the next question, Breeze.
All right, a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl costs $37,500. But now, they're going for as much as $5.6 million as of 2020. Is that fact or fiction?
Ooh, I'm going to say fact.
You would be 100% correct! Whee! You got it! The first Super Bowl, $37,000. That's it, Mary. $5.6 million is the average price. I want to see how well you keep... Let's keep going. Mary.
All right.
The final score of last night's game was Eagles 28, the Kansas City Chiefs 22.
False. Fiction.
You are literally... You are a big... Super Bowl girly.
Yeah, that's right. It was actually 40-22.
All right, the next one is Big Bertha is the nickname of the trophy given to Super Bowl champions.
Oh, fiction?
That's right. It's the Vince Lombardi trophy. All right, and let's go to the last one for a bonus. All right, Mary, YouTube was inspired by the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl.
What do you mean?
YouTube.
Inspired by what? Okay, yeah. YouTube, like the creation of YouTube?
That's right.
No, fiction.
Wait, what?
That's 100% correct.
Yeah. Wait, you wrote fact. What's happening?
No, she's right. Okay. That's correct. Mary, who do you have in the car with you right now?
I have my husband and my daughter.
Oh, is your husband helping you out with...
Oh, God, no.
Who's more of a sports fan?
God, no.
You are. Do you have your daughter in the car? How old is she?
4 months old.
Oh, she's four months old.
She's helping you.
We gotta hook her up with a PXY Morning t-shirt. We'll get you some crew necks, too.
Perfect. We will wear them happily.
Oh, yeah. Please, you know, definitely support us around town. Thank you, Mary, for playing. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Stay right there.
Okay.
Halftime show yesterday?
Yeah.
Loved it or hated it?
Loved it.
You did, but you're such a... You hate Kendrick Lamar. I don't hate him.
I'm just not a fan, and his song plays, you know, on our station all the time. And
wow.
I don't know how much more I can take Stab This Way. You know what I mean? So
actually, it's Step This Way.
What?
I learned that last night. You know how every time he ends a song with Stab This Way, we've been saying it the whole time.
We've been saying it's so important to stab that way.
And last night he was like, "In Stab This Way." I was like, "Wait, are we saying it wrong, or?" Is he just doing it for the Super Bowl instead of using stab? He's saying step. Does anyone know? We should know this, but we don't.
This is really bad. They not like us. Lyrics. Here we go. Got the lyrics in front of me.
First of all, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I appreciate the fact that Kendrick Lamar won 11 Grammys, which a lot. Considering Michael Jackson had 13. But after watching that last night, I'm like, it was whatever. It didn't blow me out of the water. It didn't blow me away. Like, wow, that was the best halftime show ever.
So it's Step This Way.
It's Step This Way?
All right. So important to stab that way. Wow, we're idiots. But we already knew that, so.
You've been singing it wrong the whole entire time.
They're like, who hired these two? We're singing lyrics to a song we play on our station that we don't even know. Right.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A feel-good story from this weekend. Students at St. John Fisher College spent their weekend dancing for a cause, the Teddy Dance for Love, which is a 24-hour dance marathon. And it's aimed to raise money for children with cancer. And dozens of students participate in the event, which benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times. And the event also supports the Teddy Project, which sends campers to Disney World, you know, just to experience the joy of childhood. I'll never forget my first trip to Disney.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to experience it, it really is something that you never, ever forget. The Teddy Project is named after Elizabeth Teddy Mervis, which was a young girl with a brain tumor, and her father established the camp to give back. And she passed away in 1982, but, I mean, her legacy has continued on to support children facing a lot of similar challenges like she did. This year's dance honored Ethan Ernest Rivard, who was a former camper. He passed away in July of 2023 at the age of 20, but his parents emphasized how important the camp was to not only the community, but Ethan, their son. And last year, the dance raised over $100,000. This year, the final fundraising count exceeded expectations, reaching $100,255, surpassing their goal, which is just kudos to them.
That's amazing.
And all these kids showed up just to dance the weekend away. 24-hour dance marathon. And, you know, this is a type of city where we've talked about it time and time again. When people need you, people show up.
Right.
They will show up for you. And there's a lot of fundraisers and events that take place here in the 5A5. But just a huge kudos to all those kids and students at St. John Fisher College for doing something great this weekend.
St. John Fisher University.
Coming up, got something you need to get off your chest this morning? We definitely do. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY Mornings. Send us your unpopular opinions to 585-252-9800. Anything goes. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're getting to all of your unpopular opinions this morning. It's time to clear the air. Breezy?
Yeah?
Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're here. They're chilling. They're happy. Everything's going really well. We're going to start with our friend, Jerrica. What's up, Jerrica?
All right.
She says, I truly believe that last night's Super Bowl was one of the best I've seen in years. There I said it.
What made it good? She don't have a response to that. She's full of it.
No, I think, honestly, I think the halftime show was fire. I think that the Chiefs losing was fire. Yeah. I think the whole thing was fire, honestly.
Just the Chiefs getting spanked last night.
Have you checked on your brother?
No, but you know what I was thinking? I was going to try to convince my nephew to ask my brother for an Eagles jersey for his birthday.
Hilarious.
I just watch him go off the rails. Who's here? Alexa, in regards to your conversation from this morning, as a nurse and a mother of two boys, I can 100% confirm that men are overly dramatic when they're sick. There, I said it.
Yeah, we know.
No, what's with all the personal attacks this morning? I don't understand.
You brought it up. You opened the door for people to walk through.
I genuinely was not feeling good. So, yes, it's such a big fuss over a couple of moans and groans. What's up, Julie? Watching the Chiefs lose last night was the best birthday gift a girl can ask for. There, I said it.
It's your birthday.
Go, Julie. Go, Julie. Go, Julie.
It's so good. This person says, I can't stand parents that leave parenting for their school staff. Yeah. There, I said it.
Is that a teacher weighing in?
I'm sure of it. This person says, I don't care what your political opinion is. I thought it was super ballsy for Trump to show face at the Super Bowl. There, I said it. Yeah.
I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that he was the first ever president to attend a Super Bowl. How is that possible?
Active president, but yes.
An active president, yes. Yeah. I would have thought a couple of them were going into the games. I guess not.
I know, for sure.
And he didn't even show up in like a jersey. He was in this full pea suit.
Yeah, I know, classic. And his spray tan was, oh God, it was really bad.
I love it.
His chest was literally white as a piece of paper and his face was orange as a carrot. So,
all right. Derek says, if you live in a downstairs apartment, you don't have a right to complain about your upstairs neighbors walking too loud. If you are worried about something like that, well, you should get an upstairs apartment. An apartment that's soundproof, or maybe even a house. There, I said it. Interesting.
Good talk.
Right. Interesting.
Amazing talk. I love that.
Do you agree? I mean, have you ever had trouble with upstairs neighbors? I don't hear mine. I don't hear mine ever.
So I lived, my last apartment was downstairs.
Right.
And the apartment above me was the apartment that I lived in. So I think it was just like karma. Like I lived in before I moved downstairs. I think it was just karma for me walking loud. But I live upstairs now. So it's all good.
Okay. So now you're the one.
I love an upstairs apartment. I don't want to deal with the pounding and.
Yeah, I don't hear anything, thankfully.
But it's just me, Bigfoot, walking around upstairs like, fee, fi, fo, fum. Yeah.
No. Empathy is the single trait that determines whether you're a good person or a bad person. There, I said it. All right, Brian.
Thank you,
sir. Yeah, you got to have empathy. A lot of people lack it. You being one of them, you don't have much empathy.
That is not true. I'm very empathetic when I want to be.
Oh, look at this one. The Shamrock Shake at McDonald's is back, you guys. And it's the only thing I actually care about right now that has me in my good feels. I am going through a terrible divorce currently, but it's whatever. Don't get married. There, I said it.
Oh, right.
Somebody needs a hug this morning.
So tough.
Here's mine for today. If I get into my car and leave and you honk your horn at me because you think I'm taking too long, I'm officially going to sit there until I pass away. There, I said it. Honking at someone and making them hurry up to leave their spot is not it. Go find another parking spot. Oh, God, I hate that.
No, I honestly
I can't stand that.
I honestly think it's on the person for sitting there.
Listen.
You get in your car, you start texting, you go live on TikTok. It's like, I had my blinker on for 35 minutes. Like, pull out.
I'm usually really respectful like, when it comes to that and like self-aware. Prompt. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll hurry up. But if I get in my car and I'm just trying to get situated real quick, if somebody honks, that's it. You're not getting that spot. Go take a hike. Who's this? Cheyenne? My boyfriend always brushes his teeth before breakfast, and it makes no sense. There, I said it. That's like taking a shower before you go to the gym. I disagree. The first thing you do when you get up is you better brush your teeth.
I disagree.
I know you do.
I think that
that's why you're so close to gingivitis. You don't even know it. It's creeping up on you.
I just went to the dentist the other day, just so you know. I'll have you know. Mine for today is this. Speaking of dentistry, if you're a dental hygienist and you're talking to your clients while you have a scalpel in their mouth, we can't be friends. There, I said it. There's no need for you to be asking what I do for a living while you have a knife down my throat.
Why would they be using a scalpel?
I don't know. Isn't that what they use?
I don't think that's
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you can use a scalpel during like surgery, sure.
Sure.
No, I don't think that's
there's a lot of pointy objects and they're like, "So, how's the weather outside?" I'm like, I hate the dentist. There,
I love my dentist. But usually it's the hygienist. She comes in, she does the whole cleaning. But they had the suction thing in my mouth to get rid of the saliva. They had the little mirror. Then they had the pick, and then they were like brushing at the same time. And they asked me a question. They're like, "So you work? How do you like working with Breezy?" I'm like, "Ugh,
he's choking."
Are you really asking me that right now? What do you want me to say?
Also, okay, I overheard. This is like big tea, but I overheard that the dental hygienist next to me was with a different client. And the client came in and was like, "I'm really worried about my teeth. Like, I actually ended up skipping my last appointment just because of scheduling reasons. So it's been a year since I've had my teeth cleaned and I'm really nervous because, you know, I don't usually go every 6 months." She goes, "Oh, honey, I've gone 6 years. You're totally fine." She's like, I wouldn't admit that.
Oh, my God. The
dental hygienist said that.
I was going to ask you, when's the longest time you've gone without getting a cleaning at the dentist?
I honestly think just a year.
Really?
I honestly think just a year.
I think mine's 2.5.
Really? Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah, that is true. Your teeth are rotting out of your head.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Just when you think you got life figured out.
Smacks you in the face.
Smacks you in the face. You're like, why? Why didn't I just use a condom? Let's go over to Chrissy. Let's go over to Chrissy from Hilton. She's asking the question, how do we prepare our children for all the bullying going on in this world? It is a cruel world.
It's a cold, cold world.
It's a cold, cold world. I don't know how somebody would help protect their kids from this unless they're homeschooled and you shelter them, but that's the recipe for disaster. 585-252-9800 if you have advice for a girl here. But she writes in over the weekend and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show in the morning. I wanted to reach out and share my thoughts on air. And I'm not sure if you guys saw the big news story where a mother who stormed into a classroom and verbally abused and threatened her 14-year-old daughter's bully. Her behavior was shocking. But it is clear to me that the mother was at her wit's end and in fear of what might happen if the bullying continued. The daughter has been bullied for over a year, and the school provided no support whatsoever. I did see that news story. Did you see that?
Where was it?
I think it was out of Australia. I think this mom, she marched into the classroom and threatened to slice this girl's neck. I was like, oh, this is extreme.
It's crazy.
My children are so very young, but I can't stop thinking about this story. Our children are born so innocent and pure. How does it go to that point? How do we ingrain in them that bullying is, in any shape or form, is not acceptable? Right. And how do we best equip them with tools to deal with bullying if they're ever on the receiving end? My kids go to Hilton School District. I have already started to receive letters home from the school when it comes to bullying that's going on within the classroom and within the school. Does anyone have any advice? Thank you so much. That came in from Chrissy from Hilton.
Were you bullied as a kid?
There's one time I was in second grade. Yeah, this kid used to every day at lunch come up from behind me and just
smack you,
just give me full close fist in the back of my head.
He'd punch your head?
Yeah, he'd punch me in the back of the head. And he was so much bigger than me. To me, this kid was a giant. And then it started to get out of control. And you know me, I don't like confrontation even as a kid. So right. I'd sit there and I'd cry. But then we have to have an after school meeting. Parents were not involved in this. There was five kids around this little table, and it was our teacher and the principal. And everyone went around and had to apologize to everyone. I was like, I did nothing. I'm a victim here. I'm a victim.
Classic Moose.
I didn't lay my hands on anybody, but I never could understand why I was being picked on. You know what I mean? Especially by somebody so much bigger than me.
I similar vibes. I mean, like, I kind of was in a similar... this was more so like high school, though.
Okay, first of all, if I had to put money on anything, you were the one doing the bullying.
Okay, one could argue that there I had a pretty rightful... I earned my position to be bullied.
Okay,
but,
sure.
But, nevertheless, they took it too far.
What happened?
This kid... Listen, there was a situation, and... It was on the news, and I was just like, you know, a journalist at the ripe age of, you know, 17. And anyways, he didn't like that it was telecasted and that I shared it. So he started throwing grapes at me, and he would wait outside of my my government room and just have his fist against his mom.
Yeah, he would do that to you?
Waiting through the window, looking at me, and I'm like, right. I couldn't drive to school for 2 weeks because he was threatening to key my car.
A guy doing this to a girl. Right, makes sense. Let me guess. He grew up to be a security guard outside of a
bar. No, he literally did!
Oh, yeah, he's giving those vibes. I knew it.
Me and Filgers are like, should we squash the beef? He's like, I'll throw you out of my bar.
Oh, my God.
He's like, your
Filgers.
Bar. Oh, God.
Filgers. Let's go over to Paul. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Simple answer, jiu-jitsu. It is a great tool for building self-confidence, self-esteem. My daughter was bullied. I enrolled her in jiu-jitsu, and they taught her self-confidence, self-control, and conflict management. It's actually great advice, Paul. I took a self-defense class, too, as a kid. I did one class, and then I quit.
I took self-defense, too.
Oh, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you right now. Let's go over to Tommy. Maybe going against the grain here, but from my own experience, teach them self-defense. That helps them with thick skin. In some cases, telling the teacher will make the bullying even worse. But punch the bully in the mouth? Maybe we'll earn the suspension, but it will stop the bullying. Okay. Oh, sorry. So Tommy's like, you got to punch him in the mouth.
Yeah. This person says, teach your kids how to fight. Tell them to punch anyone who talks crap.
You got to learn how to stand up for yourself.
I like don't believe in fighting. I don't believe in violence. I never have. I never will. I think it's extremely barbaric and weird. And if people are like fighting, I think you're like, I don't know. I think you're trashy. There, I said it. I've always felt that way. And if anyone ever tried to fight me, I would run away. Like, I'm like, ew.
I know.
Gross.
You come off hard, but you're not. That's the opposite of that. Hi, good morning.
My words.
Is this Amanda?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Amanda. Good
morning, guys. So, unfortunately, what's sad is that, you know, when I was younger and kids were bad or, you know, did something wrong, they'd be sent to the principal. And kids used to be so petrified to go to the principal's office. And nowadays, especially because my son's in sixth grade and he's also had some issues this year that, you know, I feel like the school really couldn't do much about because right. Kids these days just aren't fearful. They don't respect authority like they used to.
Not at all.
You know, going to the principal used to be the worst thing in the world. Like, you were so scared to go to the principal.
Now it's
like,
downtime.
Now there's, like, candy there.
It's downtime.
Yeah, they're like, get on the class. Awesome. Like,
right,
so, I mean, I feel like that's also part of where the problem stems because schools are, I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, out of control. I mean, they can't control these kids these days.
No, not anymore. So, you know. You make a good point, too. My mother alone has spent 30 years in this degree school district, and I always thought our senior year in high school in 02 was like, we were bad. We were disrespectful. We're talking, what, 20 years, you know, like a couple of years ago? Things have really gotten out of control. You know what I mean?
Fights, like break out in the hallways.
My best friend and neighbor, she's the teacher, and they actually just had to go through training. Like, if kids are fighting, even if they're hitting the teacher, they can't even touch them.
They can't fight back.
They can't even touch them to break up the fight. They literally have to just walk in between them and get hit. Like, I mean, it's just crazy that teachers can't even protect themselves because then they're in trouble.
No, well, there are a couple teachers. There were a couple teachers that got their nose broken.
So I hope this mother's able, you know, doesn't have to deal with that like I've had to do with my son this year who, you know, he was in the bathroom and a kid just punched him and wouldn't let him leave the bathroom when he was trying to leave. And it's like, why are there kids in the bathroom? Shouldn't they be in class? Like, why isn't there a bathroom monitor, a hall monitor? Like, it's crazy what this world's coming to.
Guys. It's insane. My aunt's a teacher and a student attacked her and she literally had a black eye. Like, she couldn't do anything.
It's like, you can't fight back. You can't even protect yourselves. What are some of the conversations, before I let you go, Amanda, of, like, the conversations you've had with your son about bullying and stuff he's gone through with in school?
You know, I've always told him, obviously, you know, we've always grown up with that mentality, if someone hits you, hit back. Obviously, I don't want him to, you know, for other people, but I also don't want him to be bullied and feel like, you know, there's nothing that he can do to protect himself, especially when the school can't really do much. I mean, he's been to the principal multiple times for the same kid. And, I mean, nothing ever changes. The parents don't do anything. So, unfortunately, I mean, I really don't know what the outcome or solution is going to be.
Yeah, self-defense, like a lot of these text messages. Amanda, thanks for the call. We appreciate you calling in. Lindsay says, I agree with the one listener, self-defense, put them in classes. It will teach your kids discipline and self-respect. My son attends Level Up Martial Arts on East Ridge Road. I would 100% recommend. And then I'll get to one more here that says, I think the best thing we can do as parents is to always speak kindly of others. Our kids pick up on everything we say and do. And all too often I hear adults talking about other parents, judging the weird neighbors, making jokes about someone they drove by wearing something weird, annoying coworkers. But as adults, the majority of us can dictate which of these comments are out of typical character and said strictly in humor. But our kids don't know the difference yet. And I think that's where it ultimately stems from. That came in from Jennifer. Appreciate the text.
Gotta implement the let them theory. Gotta do it.
But I agree with so many of these listeners. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to encourage fighting, but self-defense, kids today, you got to learn how to stick up for yourself.
I don't ever subscribe to that because this is why. I just feel like you sit there and you're like, well, if someone hits you, you got to hit him back. I don't think so because
And I'm not saying, like, let someone walk all over you by any means. Like, get someone else involved, for sure. But I think that people are so incredibly nuts these days that, like, well, I hit you back, and then what, you pull a gun out on me? Like, I don't know. Not to take it there, but I think about that stuff.
No, and I understand. Well, I understand.
It's like, oh, I brought a knife to a gunfight? Like, I don't know. It's just, I'd rather not. I'd rather just walk away. I'm so good.
Yeah, it's really tough today, too. It's when you take these self-defense classes, I think the one great thing about it is learning how to control your emotions.
Right.
You know, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in... Masterpiece.
Yes, an award. What did he say?
Award-winning.
Yes, another.
Can you guys hear me with this new thing? I hate this thing.
I don't know why you have that on there.
It's so bad.
All right, so.
You guys can hear me now?
That's much better. Thank you, Breezy, for joining us.
Thank you.
I picked a movie.
All morning.
I picked a movie here. We're going to act out an iconic scene from the film, and then Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch the film, and then bring
it's
it
gonna in. It's going to be great. It's going to be so good.
Should bring it in tomorrow. Breezy's big movie review.
He goes, guys. For February, we're doing all rom-coms. This is literally the saddest movie I've ever seen, but okay.
What did we do last week? What was the movie last week?
I don't know, James and the Giant Peach?
Oh, no, you cried over it. The Star is Born.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we did A Star is Born. Okay, so Breezy, this is a tough scene, I'm not going to lie. You are just fed up with my crap. All right. And
is just a Tuesday.
It's a breakup scene. Okay. But they so desperately love each other. But it's been so hard to get through to my character. And you are emotionally breaking down here. Okay. So do you have any questions? Or are we all confident here you're going to be the method actress we know you know how to be?
Correct.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Let's set the tone here. Get right into it. And lights, camera, action.
I don't know how we got here, our relationship. I've gone above and beyond for you.
I know you have, and I appreciate
that. No, stop! Let me finish. I've cooked, I've picked up your crap off the floor, I've laid your clothes out like you were a 4-year-old. I support you, I supported your work. If we ever had dinner or anything, I'm the one who makes the plans, I take care of everything, I just feel like... You don't appreciate any of it. You don't appreciate me. All I wanted is for you to show me that you care. Right.
Why didn't you just say that to me?
I tried.
Well, yeah, but never like that. I mean, you might have said some things... Were you meant to imply that? But I'm not. You know, I'm not a mind reader.
Doesn't matter. You are who you are. Just leave me alone, okay?
I feel like you're being manipulative. You know I love you, babe.
Just leave me alone. I can't keep doing this. Please leave right now. Shut my door.
Listen, I think one of the things.
No.
Babe.
Please just leave my room.
I love you. You have nice hair. You're pretty.
Oh, God. Just leave. Shut the door. I can't take it anymore. I'll shut it.
I say cut. You don't say cut.
Cut.
Okay. You were not the director in this. All right. What's the name of that movie? 585-252-9800 to win a #2 Bic mechanical pencil. We got a couple of people really weighing in here this morning. No, it's not When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Great guess.
This person said, is it the Titanic since you guys have been talking about that so much? No, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. It stars Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. It's a movie called The Breakup. Yes, you got it right.
Moose goes, nothing but loving rom-coms. I'm like, the end of their marriage? Love
this
it.
This is a rom-com. What genre do you think
romantic
this is?
Romantic comedy?
Yeah. That's what The Breakup is.
Right.
An incredible film.
Sounds fun.
So relatable. I couldn't think of a better film during the week of Valentine's Day. Can you?
No, I really just don't think that this is it. But you do. I'm excited because I'm excited to cry, I guess. Why couldn't we have done The Notebook? I'm so confused.
We did The Notebook last year. We just got a text from a girl that said, Breezy literally blew this out of the water.
I know I did.
She knocked it out of the park. Yeah, she did. She's an incredible actress. Really well done, Breezy, for not even being trained.
No, I'm trained, all right.
Do you remember the other week when we were doing The Green Mile? And your character was strapped into an electric chair.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you still ran out of the room.
Yeah. Well, I have really just epic strength to all right. just get out of an electric chair.
Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch The Breakup starring Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston. You know, with Valentine's Day this Friday, we felt it was an appropriate film.
Correct.
When I say we, I meant I.
Right.
But you'll bring it in tomorrow. You'll give us the review. And scored a -4.
Can't wait.
Like you always do. Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, it's almost that time. How many of you are so ready to exchange gifts with your loved ones this Friday on Valentine's Day?
So excited.
That's a very exciting time. Love is in the air. Not all of you are going to be shot by Cupid Zero.
No, I know. But for those of you who are... What did you get your significant other for Valentine's Day? Is it a big deal? Or are you the kind of couple that's like, meh, we don't really care?
Honestly, if you forget, something is better than nothing. Stop at CVS. Stop at Walgreens. Stop at Rite Aid. Get those flowers.
Don't.
Get them a bouquet.
Don't do it.
They will appreciate it. And then bring them some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. So over the weekend, my girlfriend and I exchanged Valentine's Day gifts because we're going to be traveling on Valentine's Day. It's this Friday. We have a lot going on and we're going to be down in Florida and we didn't want to bring all the gifts and blah, 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 blah. Okay.
All the gifts. I mean, how much did you guys get?
It's not like a ton, but like I got her a record. So I'm not like hauling a record to Florida. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We did it this past weekend, this past Saturday, and it was fun. We did like a nice dinner, did the gift exchange, and we literally ended up getting each other the essentially exact same thing.
You guys got each other the same gift.
Yeah.
What was it?
I want you to take a guess at what that gift might be.
Is it clothing?
It's clothing.
Oh, it is clothing.
It is.
You both got each other a muumuu.
Well, no.
Okay.
She got me a muumuu.
She got you a muumuu.
Mm-hmm. And I got her a t-shirt. But we both got each other these articles of clothing with our faces on it.
Oh my God.
Look at the video I just sent you. No fully. No fully. It's insane.
Oh, you really did? Wow.
No, we really did.
So you're wearing a shirt with her face on it.
Yep.
And you got her a shirt that says Breezy with your face all over it.
Yeah.
And she actually enjoyed this gift.
She actually asked for said gift.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
Nightmare? No. This was great. This was...
Girls do this all the time. Like, if they're best friends or you have a sister-in-law, whoever, you always... 10. I've heard numerous stories about this, where you accidentally get each other the same gift.
Yeah.
You're on the same wavelength.
We are on the same
wavelength. You just know each other that well.
Or we're both narcissists. Whatever. We're both obsessed with ourselves.
I did this actually last Christmas. I got my buddy a bottle of bourbon. He got me the same exact bottle. I was like, well, this is boring. This is really boring.
Is it boring though, or is it sick? Because you're like, oh, well, this is what I got you, thinking like, oh, I'll really like this if somebody gets this for me type of thing.
No, no? I much rather have preferred something different.
What would you...
That was more expensive.
So you're saying that you're a bad gift giver, is basically what you're saying.
I think we all know that I am pretty good when it comes to giving gifts, especially on somebody's birthday. I'm great at that.
Then why wouldn't you want to receive a gift that you're giving?
Because on that particular gift, it was a cheap bottle of bourbon. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, you know, it just went and it showed me that you half-assed it.
So did you.
It's not the point, Breezy.
Just saying, don't give gifts that you wouldn't want. What's the old saying? Don't treat others the way you would want to be treated. Give gifts the gifts that you would want to receive.
I just was in my good feels because I actually went out of the way to get them something, and I didn't have to.
It's like when, like, my parents want to cancel giving our, like, the nieces and nephews cards because, like, at Christmas time with $50 in it, because we're all just passing around the same $50.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, I threw a little bit of a fit this year during Christmas for the White Elephant gift exchange because the gift exchange, I don't think it was White Elephant. What's the other one that we usually do?
Secret Santa?
Yeah, Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Everybody was in charge of getting someone a $50 gift card. I was like, well, I don't understand the point of that because we're just passing around $50 in gift cards. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it's true. It's like, why doesn't everyone just go buy something that they want for themselves and then we'll all wrap it up and then open it and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got this for myself.
As far as Valentine's Day, though, I think most people, especially women, will appreciate something that's homemade.
Yeah.
And maybe I could be completely
wrong.
Or custom. I could be completely wrong about this. But like when you come home and you went out of your way to make, I don't know, a homemade card.
Yeah.
Or you like, hey, I made this dresser for you. It's not the nicest. I'm not great with woodworking, but I think it's something you might enjoy.
A little tea on the shirt that I got my girlfriend. So she's been asking for this shirt and it's like a vintage, like a 80s, like concert tee type of looking thing. Like there's lightning bolts and it's a whole thing. You've seen it on Instagram. You've seen the ads.
Yeah.
And I...
The three wolves howling at the moon.
Literally. I saw the ad and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. And I like looked at it and the ad, it had a person holding up a shirt and it said Comfort Colors on it. Like that was the brand of t-shirt. And I was like, oh my God, that's her favorite brand of t-shirt. Like this is amazing. I order it. It comes in from China just before they put the ban on, thank God. And... it's literally plastic Under Armour material. I'm like, this is not Comfort Colors. This is not a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's literally like plastic. So she opens it. She's like, it's cute, but I'll have to order another one because it's not a t-shirt. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, your girlfriend is extremely high maintenance. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but she is. You're a slob, so she deals with that. And then she's very type A and high maintenance, so you have to deal with that.
I know.
It's all about having a healthy balance.
It really is true.
That's what it comes down to.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, pretty good gift ideas, obviously, because we both got each other the same thing. And the sleeves on my muumuu go down to my wrists. They're literally, like, supposed to be short sleeves. They go down to my wrists.
So, in the year you guys have been together, what is the best gift you've so far have given her? Because I know you guys are keeping track.
I mean... we've only had the opportunity to give each other like a birthday gift, Christmas gift, and
right.
Valentine's Day. I would say Christmas. I went all out. We're going to see the Savannah Bananas this weekend. That was no.
What is the Savannah
ticket.
Bananas?
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going this weekend in Florida. Very excited.
Okay, so that's this
fun.
Florida.
She's obsessed.
See, now that's a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I did years back was my girlfriend at the time ordered a new kitchen table and four chairs that came with it. And before she got home from work, I had put it all together for her.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And she walked in. She's like, that's so sweet, but
I'm returning it. Oh, that's so tough. It took
I had to take it all.
Hours.
Oh, my God. It was all afternoon, Breezy. I had to take it all apart, put it back in a box where it did not fit back into the box. Because it never does once you take it out.
No, it never does.
What a nightmare. So, yeah.
That was the last time you did anything nice for a significant other.
That was actually my gift to her. And she returned it.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.